continuing to look at the issue of poor health and fitness of today's youth and its impacts. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, in our last report, we focused on how the poor health and fitness of today's youth could impact our national security, since 75% of young Americans aged 17 to 24 would not be accepted by the military if they tried to enlist. And now we once again have Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, this time speaking on how this epidemic could also affect our economic future.
Young people today who are going to school and who are working their way up to adulthood will be faced with the most severe economic competition in the history of this country. They're not just competing against the kids in the local school down the road. They're competing against young people everywhere in the world. That means our youngsters have to be at the top of their game. And if you are obese or overweight and you're going to school and you're dealing with the consequences of that and the self-image concerns that you might have, it may be hard for you to concentrate on your studies. If, on the other hand, you're one of the youngsters who live in almost 4 million households in this country today where there simply is not enough food, you're probably going to school hungry, in which case you're not going to be able to concentrate to the extent that you can and should. So we have this issue with nutrition.
An issue that the Ag Secretary says they'll continue to address through various food assistance and nutrition education programs. For more information, visit online at nutrition.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.